Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Mr. Fry, Glenn Fry.
Okay, Mr. Fry. Okay, would you state your name and agency number again for the record, sir?
Glenn Fry, 279773.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding one allegation on the warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, we show that you were notified of this hearing back on December the 18th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
That was the form that you signed saying that the hearing would be held today.
Yes.
Among other things on that notification, it was stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Although you cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, there are 5 board members participating in the hearing. I would just like to take this opportunity to introduce them to you so you'll know who you're talking to. The Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead as well as board chair for your hearing this morning. We're also pleased to have with us today the Honorable Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Now let me swear the two of you in, Mr. Fry and Mr. Brady. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear from him?
Yes.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. Yes, sir. What is the amendment, sir?
Under other discharge of other reborn assistance, we add it.
Want to add that we do have the letter from reborn, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Any objection to add that we do have a letter from reborn assistance? Okay. There are none. It is so noted. Mr. Fry, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the parole office at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, make contact with your assigned parole officer within 1 working day on September the 3rd, 2018, after your discharge from your approved residence at Reborn Assistance on August the 31st, 2018. The whereabouts was unknown, but she was responding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean true or false, sir?
Yes, it is true.
It is true. Thank you so much. Based upon the admission of Mr. Fry, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had, or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnston. You've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase 2 of your hearing. Phase 2 is very important, because at the end of phase 2, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase 2 by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Once we get this information, we're going to come back and talk with you, and you can tell the board whatever you need to tell the board. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, at this time, Mr. Brady, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Fry was released from DOC on July 11th of 2018. He was arrested on November 9th of 2018 by Sugar Creek PD in Ohio. He has no new charges, returned back to DOC on December 2nd of 2018. He has a CSED of March 26th of 2019 that reflects 67 abscond days, current conviction, 2016 misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2016 misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. Misconduct involving weapons, 2016 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013 drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. He has 2 terms of DOC. His CBIR scores are 3-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2013 TAS release completed, 1 month. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. He has no other arrests. Community risk score is a G2 V4.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Brady. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Fry. Based on information we have, when you were released, you were approved to reside at Reborn in Phoenix, and then you failed your drug test, and at that point you were placed at the Maricopa Reentry Center, also in Phoenix, and then you were sent to back to Reborn. And then you maintain your residence at this location until you are discharged on August the 31st, 2018. Is that information about right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a job? Did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
No, not there. I was on the first getting my driver's license, everything. But I had a job set up, but I was got information from my brother about my father in Dayton, Ohio. He was terminally ill, he got pancreatic cancer, and that's the reason why I took off.
Well, we're sorry to hear about your brother. I was going to mention that just a little later, about your father in Ohio. So, how's he doing now?
I tell you the truth, I don't know. I don't know if he's dead or not.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, we're sorry. Please accept our concern from the board, sir. We do take note that while you're out, you would never call on the PIN system, and before you were suspended, and then you were tested 5 times while at the Maricopa Reentry Center. Sir, let me just ask just a few questions. You were tested positive for opiates while you were out, but will we release you now or you get out in March? What are your plans, sir?
My plan is just to get out, stay clean, get a job, and once I'm done with parole, I'll be back with my daughter so I can be the father I need to be.
Okay, and where's your daughter? Is she in Arizona?
Yeah, she's in Lake House City.
Okay. And so what kind of work would you do once you're out, sir?
Construction.
Okay, well, that's needed, so that's something that you can always find some employment in construction.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We can build a house from the ground up.
Yes, sir, that is true. Okay, at this point, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions from other board members at this time. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but I want to give you an opportunity to make a statement to the board without repeating yourself, but anything that you want to tell the board is prepared to listen, sir.
Okay. I just want to apologize for my actions. I know they weren't just... But I had to see my father, and that's the only reason why I was younger. I do have a little problem, but I've learned how to cope with it. And I just apologize. I don't want to stay.
Okay, sir. Before we go into discussion, let me ask this then. That you discussed you're going to Ohio, or there was an emergency. Did you discuss that with your parole officer at all, sir?
No, it was a fluke day. I didn't know how much my time my dad had left on this earth, and I don't know if he's alive or not now, but I didn't know what time I would be able to see him again, and I just know by it, like, if I would ask him, they wouldn't let me go on. I never discussed it with him. Maybe I should have.
Sure. So how long were you in Ohio, sir?
2 months.
2 months, okay. The whole 6 or 7 days, okay. Okay, sir. Any further question by board members here and none? The board is now going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. But stay on the phone. Don't hang up, because in Arizona we operate under the open meeting law. You can hear everything that's being discussed, sir. But it's just the five of us discussing it among ourselves, and this will be the first time that we will have an opportunity to discuss your case, sir. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Fry. Among other things, he got discharged from Reborn. He left there, which we did not discuss, but based on the letter that was added to the warrant, he left there owing $270. He went to Ohio because there was an emergency with his father. The unfortunate thing, he did not clear that with his parole officer, and for 6 to 7 days, the state of Arizona had no idea where he was or what he was doing, although we now know now why he was away, but the parole officer needed to have approved that in advance. With that being said, I think in view of the fact that he did go away outside of the state of Arizona for 6 to 7 days, I am not in favor, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. board members. Don't hear anything. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. And my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W2687, as well as testimony provided by Mr. Fry, as well as from the Department of Corrections of Arizona. And my motion, he did abscond for some 67 days, and he left the state of Arizona. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kalanis. So the community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out shortly. You're going to be out on March the 26th or thereabouts. And at that time, you will not have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own. You can go to Lake Havasu City, do your construction work with your daughter, and if necessary, go back to Ohio, because you will not have to report to a parole officer unless you get in some other trouble. We trust that you will not. We don't want to see you in arms again. We wish you the best and have a great, great year, 2019, sir. This will end your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.